Got a trivia question for you. Stick it in your back pocket the next time you're watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Jeopardy or something like that. What do these six U.S. cities have in common? The cities are Carson City, San Francisco, Denver, New Orleans, Philadelphia, and West Point. When the state of Nevada was founded, its primary industry wasn't gambling, it was mining. And while silver and gold were widespread in Nevada's mining community, currency wasn't. And so, well more than a century ago, state leaders pushed for a mint. And that's what those six cities have in common. The Carson City Mint opened in 1870. And it minted what has become some of the most valuable coins sought by collectors. The Battleborn Collection, a collection of 111 coins, sold 2 years ago for well over $10 million. That's a lot more than face value. Rusty Goh joins us now. He has written a six-part series on the Carson City Mint for the Nevada Appeal. Rusty, welcome to KNPR.
Oh, glad to be here, Dave.
So why did the federal government decide to build a mint in Carson City way back when?
Well, it was, it was a long process, but mostly it was because of what you said in your introduction. Mining was such an important industry in early Nevada at the time. This is when Nevada was still a territory. And the citizens in Nevada Territory petitioned the leaders in Washington, D.C. to give them a mint because they said that it would be a lot better for the miners to produce the metals coming out of the mines locally than to send it off to places such as San Francisco, and
yeah.
A lot of the metal was going down to across the ocean over to Europe.
Yeah, now there was a little bit of controversy over that because there was a mint in San Francisco. It's not that far away from Carson City, so some California lawmakers objected. Explain that. How did that work out?
Well, it wasn't so much the California lawmakers that objected to it, but just people in California just thought it was redundant to have a mint so close to the San Francisco mint, and they certainly wanted to keep all of the business coming their way rather than isolate it there in that obscure spot in Nevada in Carson City. But it was just a general feeling of thing where the Californians probably just had pride in the fact that they had their mint there and just didn't see any need for there to be one in Nevada.
Mm. Now, the Carson City Mint currently houses the Nevada State Museum, so it obviously was not built just as a factory for stamping out coins. For those of us who've not been there, describe for us what the building looks like.
Well, the mint was actually designed just to stamp out coins, and it's an interesting story how it evolved into the Nevada State Museum. That's a long story that we don't really have time for, but that began in 1939, about 6 years after the federal government closed the Carson City Mint down for good, and then it opened as the Nevada State Museum in 1941. But when it originally started, when the mint opened in 1870, it was designed just to stamp out coins. And that building, for the most part, the structure stands there today. They've done a lot of remodeling on the building, and there are additions to it now and everything else like that. But when you go to the corner there of Carson Street and Robinson in Carson City, you can see the actual outline of the old mint building. And they have conserved it very well so that you get that feel that you're back in time, 130 years ago or so, and they, kept the original stone in the outside. They've, refurbished it a lot, and but the building itself was basically it has a basement, and they had vaults down there, and there was other workshops in the basement. And then they have a main floor, and a person would come into that main floor, and immediately go to where they could deposit their gold or silver. And then right behind the office where they deposited their gold or silver and where they would collect their money after it was processed was the coin stamping room. And then you go through the other back portions of the building, and there were all of the other departments that were required to refine the precious metals and assay them and then to prepare the strips of metal for the coining process. And that was on the first floor. And then there's a second floor. You go up this winding staircase, and that's where, like, the head of the Carson City Mint had his office, and then there were other work rooms up there and lots of departments and things like that. It was a compact building, didn't really have as much space as it needed to carry out its business during its entire life and existence, but still it survived, and it's an interesting tour that you can take, and you can see all of these fascinating places where they actually made that money way back in the 19th century.
Yeah, now, as you noted, the lifespan wasn't a terribly long one. In fact, the Mint was only in operation, so it started in 1870, as you noted, a brief respite in the 1880s, and then it its last run of coins was 1893. Why did it close down?
Well, quite a few different reasons. I think primarily it was because the mines up in the Comstock area had really declined in production. It was just a small, small fraction of the production toward the later years that it had seen back during the bonanza years, especially in the 1870s. So, you know, mining production had really deteriorated. And then it was also because of political reasons. Other writers have said that the Carson City Mint was sort of like a political football back in its days, like depending on like who was in office, the idea of having a mint in Nevada would be passed back and forth and either, you know, promoted or denounced. And so what we had in 1893 was a Democratic president come into office. Grover Cleveland took the White House in 1893, and he immediately decided to close down the Carson City Mint. And coincidentally, he had done the same thing when he had taken office back in 1885. And, of course, he's the only president in U.S. history who's ever served two non-consecutive terms. And so both times that he came into office as president, he closed down the Carson City Mint.
Earlier, I'd mentioned the Battleborn collection and the fact 111 coins, Carson City all, and sold a couple of years ago, $12 million. What makes those coins, and I guess by extension, coins minted in Carson City, so collectible?
Well, just to clarify that, the coins actually sold for about $10
million. Oh, $10 million.
And I think I've been quoted in different places before the sale, and I estimated that they would bring $12 to $13 million. So actually, at $10 million, even though it sounds like a lot of money, if anybody had bought all 111 coins, they were sold individually, but if somebody had bought that complete set for $10 million, it would have been a really good buy. But anyway, the 111 coins, and like you had mentioned somewhere some ways back, that was way beyond their face value. Yeah, they only had a face value of about $693.
Oh, boy.
You know, so $10 million for that small of amount of face value was an amazing feat. One of the coins especially stands out. It's a dime, an 1873 Carson City dime without arrowheads next to the date. That's just a different variety of that subtype of coin. And there is only one of those in existence. And that coin sold for almost $2 million by itself. And, of course, you know, within the context of that collection, there were 57 gold coins and then 54 silver coins. And one of those silver coins, of course, was that dime. And some of the coins sold for anywhere from $100,000 all the way up to almost $500,000 a piece. And the reason they sell for so much is because they're so rare. You know, there's besides that dime that there's only one in existence, there's a quarter from 1873. There are only five of those in existence. And then there's a odd denomination, of a strange one that most people don't know about today, a 20-cent piece. Two dimes, 20-cent piece, and there's only 19 of those in existence. And the example of that coin in that sale sold for about $460,000. So, you know, collectors have had a longing for these Carson City coins, the avid coin collectors, because of the special mystique that they have. They, you know, people that collect them are drawn to the fact that that's the only coin in U.S. history that had ever had double letters for a mint mark, the CC. And, you know, of course, the Old West theme that resonates from that era. and people just are attracted to the romance of that period, one of the most colorful periods in U.S. history.
Yeah, so you look at the back of those dimes and those quarters, those silver dollars, and you see an important part of Nevada's history, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I tell people, I say, you know, you want something that can say home state pride, something that was made in Nevada. It doesn't get any better than a Carson City coin.
And yet, you think the Carson City Mint should be honored this year during celebrations of Nevada's 150th birthday?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. I mean, when you look back, you're talking about the formation of the state, and even before President Lincoln signed the enactment bill that brought Nevada in as the 36th state in the Union, there was already work being done to have a mint established in the territory. And so when you look at what the mint means to Nevada, back in those days, it ranks right up there with all of the other monumental success stories that describe Nevada. You know, we have the Comstock Lode, of course, which will always stand out as, you know, the number one achievement in Nevada's history. And then we have the railroads, the V&T Railroad, and then as the Central Pacific Railroad came through. You know, and then it isn't until we get into the 20th century, of course, until we have the growth of gambling and then how Southern Nevada became such a dominant part of the state's history and everything. But all of that came so much later. So, you know, when we're looking at all of the different subjects in history that we can grasp onto what is important in the state's history, I think having a mint is right up there toward the top, you know, back in the 19th century, leaders back in Washington, D.C., and then directors of the U.S. Mint system would say that one of the highest acts of patronage that the federal government could bestow upon an area was to build a mint in that area. And you can look back on that and see, well, you know what, in U.S. history, ever since the founding of this country, all the way up to the 21st century, only 8 cities have ever hosted a U.S. Mint. And so Carson City being one of those 8 cities is a very special honor, and I believe that people in the state should really take hold of that and be proud of the fact that their state had a mint.
Rusty Goh is the owner of Southgate Coins in Reno. Mr. Goh, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's been my pleasure.